Hi, I'm Pam Geisel, your practical gardener. And today we're going to be talking about the cold, specifically frost, and how to protect your trees from injury. The weather report is predicting freezing temperatures in the coming weeks. How do you protect the tender young plants in your garden, especially citrus? We know that water freezes at 32 degrees. Frost injures plants by causing ice crystals to form in plant cells, making water unavailable to plant tissues and disrupting the movement of fluids. Unprotected, sensitive young trees may die, but frost seldom kills mature trees. Citrus trees don't usually suffer much damage unless there's a really hard frost, which is defined as 29 degrees Fahrenheit, for a sustained amount of time, usually longer than 4 hours. Citrus fruits can be damaged by frost as well. Within a few hours after a frost, the juice vesicles inside the fruit rupture as ice crystals form inside them. This results in water loss, causing the fruit to dry out. Frost-damaged fruits can be used soon after frost, but they break down quickly and are subject to decay by bacteria and fungi. Deterioration of frost-damaged fruit usually occurs within a few days to 2 weeks, depending on the storage conditions, the temperature, and other environmental factors. The degree of ripeness of the fruit will also play a role in its susceptibility to frost damage. For example, the critical temperatures for lemon buds and blossom is 27 degrees Fahrenheit. And for tree-ripe lemons, they can go down to 26 degrees Fahrenheit. For green oranges, they'll go to 28.5 degrees Fahrenheit. But if the oranges are ripe, they're tolerant of temperatures down to 25 degrees Fahrenheit, again, depending on duration and humidity. Proper cultural practices can play an important role in lessening the impact of frost. Healthy trees that are well supplied with water are more able to withstand frost than those that are weakened or inadequately irrigated. Applications of fertilizer also stimulate tender new growth, as does heavy pruning. For that reason, citrus and other subtropical trees should be fertilized and pruned during the spring and early summer so that the resulting new foliage will have enough time to mature before the onset of cold weather. Every garden has its own microclimates and even its own cold air basins. The warmest spot in your garden is usually on the south side of a house or under the overhangs. Plants that are frost tender can be planted here, or container plants should be moved to those areas when frost is imminent. Lattices, lath structures, and overhanging branches can also provide some frost protection. Shelters can be built using like 2x4s or stakes covered with a tarp or plastic sheeting, or even better is a frost blanket called agrabon. The material shouldn't really touch the leaves, as this will cause the leaves to freeze. Deep irrigation will keep the ground warmer since our soil rarely freezes in the valley climates. And that will create a warmer microclimate for our plants. Outdoor lights or twinkle lights rated for outdoor use can add extra warmth. But remember, LED lights don't actually put out any heat, so avoid using those. You can put a cardboard box over smaller plants. Cut three sides and make a flap on the top so it can be open during the day. Don't be in a hurry to prune out frost-damaged wood. Wait until the new growth appears in the spring and cut out any dead wood then. Mother Nature may surprise you with her resiliency. The Practical Gardener is part of North State Public Radio's From the Ground Up series, and I'm Pam Geisel, your Practical Gardener.